and click on the support tab.
It is exactly 7 o'clock. It's time for The Rock Show.
You're listening to The Rock Show with Jeff and Pat. It's 7 o'clock and I wanna rock. On 88.1 FM, WCWP, Brookville, New York.
Oh, and it's a very special day and evening here at WCWP, the 57th birthday of 88.1 FM, WCWP. I'm Jeff Kroll. Welcome to the proceedings.
And I'm Pat Kroll.
And we still have our guest host from the previous show. Join us. We have Hank Niemeyer, John Libretto, and John Corcus. Guys, fantastic 3 hours. It was an honor to be with you, and now we hand it off to a continuation of the birthday festivities.
Absolutely.
Pleasure with
Thanks,
Alex.
Buddy. Yeah, thank you both
done
so much.
You, Jeff. Terrific. Yeah. Thank you
hey,
so much.
Jeff, yeah. I went shopping, tried to find 57 candles.
Didn't work.
Didn't
work.
I didn't find them.
Well, would have melted the cake anyway.
The three gentlemen who have been hosting this afternoon have wonderful, wonderful resumes. They all started as students here at WCWP and have gone on to great careers. But until moments ago, when they spoke, they had never appeared on The Rock Show. Your resumes are now down.
Please. Thank you.
At last.
Thank you. I'm putting that down right away.
That's
Have a
it.
Great show, Jeff.
Thank you guys very much for everything.
Thanks. Great seeing
Enjoy.
You guys.
Enjoy. Have a terrific one.
All right. Now, in the background, you hear Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass back in 1965. That was the sound. Oh, my goodness. They were so popular.
Hey, you worked that in early tonight.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
65, 66, 67. There was nothing more popular. In fact, on March 16th, 1965, when this station went on the air, their album Whipped Cream and Other Delights, that
yep.
wonderful album with the lady wrapped in what was really shaving cream.
Right.
Yes, she was there. That's Dolores Erickson. She's still around, and that was just a very, very popular album, a great sound. It also helped that this cut, Lollipops and Roses, and the title cut, Whipped Cream, were played on the dating game back in those days, and that didn't hurt its popularity either at all. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to play the hits of 1965. A little later on this hour, we're going to count down the top 10 hits from this date, March 16th, 1965.
Very dramatic.
It is. Yes, it's going to be good. So stay with us here at 88.1 FM. A lot of great stuff to play for you here on The Rock Show. All right, let's get things started here at 88.1. This first set, nothing but number one hits from 1965. All very popular. Four tops to start. WCWP.org. It's The Rock Show on a Wednesday with Jeff and Pat playing the hits of 1965 tonight. All number ones in this set. Here's Sonny and Cher.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow.
Don't be wonder, yeah. Get her out of my heart.
Beach Boys was another number one hit from 1965. This whole string of number ones for you here at 88.1 FM. And online at WCWP.org here on The Rock Show with Jeff and Pat. And tonight we celebrate.
Happy birthday, WCWP.
Yes, indeed. WCWP's birthday, March 16th. Rolling Stones now on The Rock Show.
I can't get no satisfaction.
You got it.
717 at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's The Rock Show with Jeff and Pat. What a way to start. That was a heck of a first set, huh?
That was.
It's good.
Was great.
It's great stuff. 1965, right in the heart of the 60s stuff. It's just a wonderful mix. All of those songs were number one. We're going to feature stuff from March 16th today, which is WCWP's birthday. That's coming up right after this break. And the songs you heard were all huge hits, but not quite on March 16th. The Four Tops was in May, Sonny and Cher in July, the Beach Boys in April, so just after this, the Rolling Stones in June, and Sam the Shaman and Pharaohs also came out in April of 65. The Stones were number one for the entire year in New York. The Woolly Bully was number one for the year in Billboard magazine. So,
wow.
There you go. Now, what we're going to do coming up next, we're going to play the top 10 hits in order from 10 down to 1 on this date, March 16th of 1965. And that's some great stuff, too. Five of the 10 at one point or another were number one. So these are huge, huge hits from 57 years ago today, which is the day WCWP signed on the air. Now, if it sounds like I'm stalling for time, I am, because the guy who usually joins us to talk about the weather hasn't been able to pop up yet. We're having trouble with our connection.
Don't give away all the trade secrets.
No, but I hope that he remembers the phone number and will call in, and then we can do it that way. So if you're listening there, Joseph, hey, remember the old phone number? Give us a call. We're going to talk about the weather. What a spectacular day today was. This whole week has been so nice once we get past that crazy weekend storm. And it feels like spring, even though spring doesn't actually arrive until Sunday at 11:33 in the morning. So, I guess a little rain tomorrow. And
Saturday, too.
Yeah, but yeah. 70 in between on Friday.
Right.
Normal is still in the upper 40s to around 50, so this is really good stuff, and the days are longer, and life is improving here as we go through March here on WCWP.
So you want me to fill a second or two?
Sure.
You know, the great Henny Youngman was born on this date in 1906.
March 16th.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of his jokes was, I told the doctor I broke my leg in two places. He told me to stop going to those places. Yeah, that was Henny Youngman. Let's see. There are a lot of space stuff on March 16th on various years. Robert Goddard launched his first liquid fuel rocket on March 16th in 1926. We had Gemini 8 launched with two astronauts on March 16th, 1966. And on March 16th, 1975, U.S. Mariner 10 makes its third and final flyby of Mercury. So
okay.
NASA tended to like the date of March 16th.
March 16th. Well, they avoided the 15th, which is known as the Ides of March. I guess they figured we'll avoid the Ides and we'll avoid St. Patrick's Day on the 17th.
Right.
So let's do everything. Let's cram it all into the 16th. But WCWP signed on the air. The FM station signed on at 4 p.m. on March 16th, 1965. This afternoon, we recreated that sign-on with the guy who did it 57 years ago, Hank Niemark. He was right here in the studio, along with two other classmates of his from those beginning days of WCWP, John Libretto and John Corcus. And after we settled and, you know, celebrated the sign-on, they then had a wonderful rendition of Strictly Jazz, a show they used to perform when they were students here at WCWP. And that ran for 3 hours until we came on here at 7 o'clock with the stuff. And we're continuing the celebration here at WCWP with the hits of this time back in
1965. Hey, you know, we do have that cake.
We do? Where's the cake?
It's in the car.
Oh, great.
I thought we'd
have something to look forward to when we get out of here.
Well, at least we didn't leave it out in the rain, you know. private celebration with our cake.
That is true. All right, quick weather forecast, Pat, as long as we didn't get our weather guy to make it tonight.
You can expect some patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise increasing clouds, a low around 41. And for your Thursday, rain likely mainly after 11 a.m., about between a quarter and a half inch possible. Sunny on Friday with showers again for Saturday. Currently, it is 51 degrees at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The classic live here on LIU Public Radio.
And click the contest icon on the homepage.
WCWP. Okay, so we started the evening with a bunch of number one hits from 1965, and now we're going to play the top 10 hits in order from March 16th of 1965, from 10 down to 1. Now, what survey would we use? There are a lot of surveys, you know, out there. You can use the Billboard survey for the national charts, the famous Billboard Hot 100. You could use the WABC Music Radio countdown each week. They had a survey out each week of hits.
So what did you use?
I decided to use the WMCA, the forgotten rock station of the 60s in New York.
The Good Guys.
The Good Guys at 570 on the dial. They were 57 on the dial on today's WCWP's 57th birthday.
A stroke of genius.
Gotta go that way, right?
Right.
Gotta do it. So we're going to count them down from 10 to 1. This should be fun. There's some really, really big hits. I mentioned earlier, 5 of these 10 either had been or become number 1 during 1965.
And when we celebrate the 77th, we'll use WABCs.
There you go. theory. Yeah, you're onto my madness, aren't you? All right, here we go. Right here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, the top 10, March 16th, 1965.
Number 10.
Freddie and the Dreamers kick things off at number 10, eventually hit number 1 here on The Rock Show.
I'm telling you now.
Date in 1965. We continue the countdown all the way to number 1 here tonight on The Rock Show.
Number 9
belongs to Roger Miller.
Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of.
So if that's number 9 on this date in 1965, by the process of elimination, our next hit would be...
Number 8!
Gary Lewis and the Playboys here to sing.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring?
Junior Walker! And the All-Stars here at WCWP, 26 minutes till 8 here on The Rock Show at 88.1 FM and online at WCWP.org. It's Jeff and Pat with you till 9. What a day it's been. It's the birthday of WCWP, March 16th. Station signed on 57 years ago. And right now we're right smack in the middle of the countdown of the top 10 hits from this date, and Pat has a review for you of the how we started this.
Well, number 10 was I'm Telling You Now, Freddie and the Dreamers. Number 9, King of the Road, Mr. Roger Miller. Number 8, This Diamond Ring, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. And number 7, Shotgun, Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Yeah.
That's what we got so far.
So there are still...
Still, can we do the math?
Still. No, you gotta go. You need 2 hands.
Minus,
6
toast.
More big hits to go.
Okay.
To number 1, you'll hear them all before the top of the hour. And the next hour will just continue with some of the biggest, biggest hits of 1965, a great year of music. As we celebrate here at WCWP, what are we celebrating?
Happy birthday, WCWP.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's very nice.
Yeah, and your present is having us on your airways.
Hope you're enjoying it so far. This is great stuff. There's really is not much that gets me going more than a night of 60s stuff here at WCWP. Of course, it helps that they're short. Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
And I've got all these little liners that keep wanting to jump in. And,
a lot of work.
And stuff, but it's fun.
It is
it's
good.
Fun.
It's
a lot
good.
Of fun. And great to be with you here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That's right.
So Pat is there any more specifics for March 16th? Or we'll just wait a while and we'll do more general 1965 stuff.
Well, I don't know how they know this, but on March 16th, 1621, the first Indian appears at Plymouth in Massachusetts.
Really?
I'm really not sure how they know that.
Did they get that notarized, certified?
I just find that quite funny. March 16th, 1802, law signed to establish the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York. So that came in 1802. Let's see. March 16th, 1945, U.S. defeats Japan at Iwo Jima. So that was the World War II
stuff. That was the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Finally, of World War II.
And basically, that's all the rocket stuff I did before. And we'll have some more general. It's hard to pin down on the 16th.
On the 16th, yeah. But more general 1965 stuff next hour. But we will continue
right.
with the biggest hits of March 16th, 1965, next.
Hey 19, a tribute to Steely Dan, comes to the Tillis Center for the Performing Arts on Friday, April 29th.
Dive in with us, the water's fine.
WCWP is a public radio station, meaning there are no commercials played to generate funding. Instead, public radio stations rely on listeners and corporate sponsorship to maintain themselves, and WCWP is no different. Long Island University subsidizes the majority of our expenses, but we must generate other revenue to cover the rest. And so, we reach out to you, our listeners. If you'd like to help us here at WCWP, here is how to make a tax-deductible contribution. Send a check for any amount payable to LAU/WCWP. Pop it in an envelope, seal it, stamp it, and write on the front of that WCWP radio/LAU post, 720 Northern Boulevard, Brookville, New York, 11548. Again, that's 720 Northern Boulevard, Brookville, New York, 11548. Any amount will help, and all contributions are tax deductible. And keep in mind that none of the program hosts on WCWP receive any salaries. You got that?
Even on WCWP's birthday?
No, really? Especially on its birthday.
Oh.
So, you know, I know you've been here like 10 hours, but you're not getting breakfast for that one.
Oh, boy.
No. We're all volunteers here, and we absolutely love what we do. So thanks from all of us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Now, in the background, what I try to do in this spot whenever we're on...
I like this.
...is find something for Pat to do that announcement that's appropriate to the theme. We're in the midst of the countdown of the top hits of 1965 on March 16th. This song was on the charts on March 16th, 1965, not in the top 10.
Number 12.
So 12's close enough. Burt Kempert and Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
Yeah, the guys could have used this on their show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice stuff. Always like this.
Yeah.
Very pleasant. And then we'll be getting back to this. Yeah, top six that we still have to go. Let's let Bert wrap it up.
All right.
Let's move on.
Number six.
All right. Temptations, former number one hit, My Girl. It's the Rock Show on a Wednesday night here at WCWP. Number six this week, back in 1965, here at WCWP Radio. We continue the countdown, the top 10 countdown.
Number five.
Jewel Akins now to sing.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the birds and flowers and the trees and the bears and the bees.
That was number five on this week on the WMCA 57. Yeah, yeah. I always like that jingle. That was that. Here on WCWP, time for Herman's Hermits now on the Rock Show.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heart?
Shirley Bassey here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org on the Rock Show. Beatles now at 88.1.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week.
Not six, not seven.
8 days a week.
Not nine, not ten.
8 days a week.
Beatles. Hills at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Number two this week, 57 years ago. Playing them here on The Rock Show as we count them down.
I guess math wasn't their strong suit.
Well, it's all right.
8 days.
Well, it just means it's more than a week, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, we've conspicuously left off number one. We still have one more to play.
Well, we didn't. We just counted down.
We counted down from 10 to 2.
Right.
We still have to play the top song on this date in 1965, according to the 57 WMCA survey, the Good Guys survey.
Boy, the suspense must be killing someone.
I know. What do you think it could be?
I know.
On a sheet in front of you.
I know. It's not fair if I say it.
No.
No.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's let it go.
Number one.
The Supremes. Diana Ross and the Supremes with the number one hit on this day 57 years ago as we continue to celebrate.
Happy birthday, WCWP.
All right. Pat has a review of the top six songs of the week.
Number six, My Girls, The Temptation.
Girl. My Girl.
Yeah, I had a typo here.
Okay.
I put My Girls. Okay, new song, new version. Number five, The Birds and the Bees, Jewel Akins. Number four, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat, Herman's Hermits. Number three, Goldfinger, Shirley Bassey. Number two, 8 Days a Week, The Beatles. And number one, Stop in the Name of Love, The Supremes.
So there's the top 10 on this date 57 years ago as we continue to celebrate the day that WCWP 88.1 FM signed on the air for the first time, March 16th, 1965.
Is that it? Are we out?
Well, that's it for that. But according to the contract, the long contract that pays us exactly what you think, we're locked in for another hour. So we still have more of the great hits of 1965. It's a wonderful list of songs and a great year of stuff. So another year of stuff to play for you till 9 when Mike Chimeri joins you with Instrumental
Invasion.
Let me
just have a look. Okay, I'll stay.
You'll stay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Pat has our local weather.
Some patchy fog after 2 a.m. Otherwise, just some increasing clouds with a low around 41. And for your Thursday, some rain likely, mainly after 11 a.m., about between a quarter and a half inch possible. Sunny on Friday, though, but showers return again for Saturday. Currently, it is 49 degrees at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Support for WCWP comes from Main Street Board Game Cafe. Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
Happy birthday wishes today, March 16th, for 88.1 FM WCWP, Brookville, New York.
8 o'clock on Wednesday, March 16th. Jeff and Pat with you for another hour of The Rock Show, the hits of 1965. We kick off this hour with Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. To find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
Couple minutes past 8. You know the songs in 1965 are short when you can cram 8 into one segment as we're doing here. Martha and the Vandellas. FM and WCWP.org, home of the Rock Show. Weeknights 7 to 9, Saturdays and Sundays 10 to midnight. Different hosts, different themes, always fun. Jeff and Pat with you till 9 tonight at 88.1 FM.
1, 2, 3. Oh, that's Alan and Jane.
Oh, oh, oh. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The Rock Show continues on a Wednesday with Jeff and Pat and the Lovin' Spoonful.
Do you believe in magic? Any
girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts. Do you believe, believe her?
Just continue to play hit after hit from the great year of 1965 tonight on the Rock Show because...
Happy birthday, WCWP.
I play that just to remind myself why we're doing this. The Toys now with a big hit from 65 on the Rock Show at 11 minutes past 8, 88.1 FM.
How gentle is the rain that falls softly.
It's the Rock Show at 88.1 FM and online at WCWP.org. 15 number ones being played tonight, all from 1965. Here's another one.
Hang on, stupid, stupid, hang on. No!
The Voice, Jay Black here at 88.1 FM and online at WCWP.org. Our 1965 edition of the Rock Show tonight in honor of the birthday of this here radio station that signed on originally on March 16th of 1965. So earlier, last hour, we had the top 10 of this date. And the rest of the hour, we're filling in with big hits from the rest
of
the
year. We're just winging it.
We're winging it. And we're waiting for Mike Shimeri to get here. 40 minutes, Mike. You know, come on, step on it, man. Let's go. 40 minutes. Instrumental Invasion at 9 tonight here on WCWP. Pat has some more facts about 1965.
Yeah, this is interesting. In 1965, there were 319,907 babies born every day. And that breaks down to 222 babies born every minute in 1965.
Whoa.
The most popular girl's name was Lisa, followed by Michael for the boys. What else do I have here? The Gumby Show premiered in 1957 on NBC.
Not the Saturday Night
The real
Gumby. Eddie Murphy.
In 1958, the Ford Motor Company produced its 50 millionth automobile, and that was a Thunderbird. In 1968, General Motors produces its 100th millionth automobile, and that's an Oldsmobile Tornado. Let's see, 1969, the musical 1776. Actually, that debuted on the 16th of 1969.
On March 16th?
Yeah, March 16th.
Really? On this date?
The Broadway show 1776, yes.
All right.
Let's see. That's kind of depressing. Robert Blake. Uh-huh. He was acquitted in 2005 on this date.
Yeah, he had a sordid...
of murder. Yeah, he was acquitted of murder of his wife. Mm. So, yeah, he got off. So that's it. Oh, it's also Artichoke Hearts Day, Everything You Do Is Right Day, Freedom of Information Day, and Patendo Day.
All today.
On March 16th. So much going on.
It's a big day.
How do we squeeze this birthday celebration
in? I don't know.
In?
We squeezed in the birthday and
Jazz earlier.
Now the Rock Show. We still have Instrumental Invasion. I don't know how, but somehow we're going to get it done. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, the next set coming up, we played a Beatles hit as part of our top 10 countdown for the date, but there was no group hotter than the Beatles in 1965, right? The prime of their popularity. On August 11th of 1965, the movie Help was released in the U.S., produced all kinds of big hits. And even the songs that weren't exactly big hits are very memorable. You still remember them.
And I saw it before you.
Yes, you did.
My dad flew us over to London.
Yes, and it opened in London 2 weeks or 3 weeks
earlier. My dad was unusual. You know, most of the parents were like, that means my dad loved the Beatles. And we actually flew to many of those premieres in London. So kind of lucky.
So the next set is nothing but the Fab Four. Two of the four songs you'll hear hit number one. All are from the movie Help. They're next here on WCWP.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
On 88.1 FM, LIU Public Radio.
WCWP.
Beatles set, number one hit, Ticket to Ride. from the movie Help now on The Rock Show.
I think I'm gonna be sad.
Been a beautiful, beautiful day for mid-March here on Long Island. Still 48 degrees, which is really mild for so early in the season. Pat will have the local weather coming up in minutes. More Beatles now at 88.1 FM.
We said our goodbye the night before. Love was in your eyes the night before. Won't you please help me?
Oh, I remember seeing that in the movies, too. Yeah, 26 till 9 now. WCWP, Help, released in August of 65.
But after me.
I know. We know. By the way, earlier in the show, we played Shirley Bassey in Goldfinger. Yep. That was the first James Bond movie I was taken to see in the movies myself. I know it's the third one that was out, but it's the first one I got to see in a big screen. To me, that was the greatest. Oh, my goodness. The action and the whole thing on a big screen in color. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you're clearly a James Bond fan.
Yeah, but, we had black and white TV in those days. So to see a movie like that, not a cartoon like a little kid would see.
Right.
I saw a real... That was very, very exciting stuff. That was 1965. So there you go. Amazing.
1965.
Time flies. 57 years ago, this here radio station signed on the air, 4 p.m., March 16th, 1965. We celebrated it at 4 this afternoon as Hank Neimark recreated his sign-on. And then he and John Libretto and John Corkus went on to host Strictly Jazz, a special edition of a show they did for years. They say that they did that even before the FM station went on the air. WCWP used to be a campus AM station.
Right.
And they used to do that back then. So.
I hope people got to listen to it. It was fantastic.
So. It was really great.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. They told some amazing stories.
Yeah, the stories are never ending.
Wonderful guys. And I'm always honored to work with those guys. And
I know how much they appreciate it. They really do.
So
it was great. I'm glad I came.
A lot of fun, and they were willing to stay on till 7, handed right off to us for the rock show.
7, we had to pull the microphones away from them. They were going to stay on.
We did. I had to show them the fine print in our contracts that say that we go on at 7 o'clock.
Listen, I was yanking cords and hitting buttons and swirling chairs around, and it was hard to get them out of here.
And it won't be hard to get us out of here. We'll be ready to go at 9.
You'll find instrumentals from many genres on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. From jazz, contemporary jazz, new age, easy listening, and more. Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It is 8:37, so let me do the math. A little less than 23 minutes till Mike's here with Instrumental Invasion. I didn't let Pat do the local weather. We have to get that in.
Well, I'll kill 30 seconds.
Go right ahead.
Some patchy fog tonight, mainly after 2 a.m. Otherwise, increasing clouds, low around 41. For your Thursday, I'm sorry, but some rain likely around after 11 a.m. between a quarter and a half an inch possible. Not terrible, but just blech. But sun returns on Friday. I'm sorry, even showers come back on Saturday. This sounds like a ping pong game here. But currently, it is 48 degrees at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The St. Francis Hospital's outreach bus will be at the Syosset Library on March 21st at 10 a.m.
And click the contest icon on the homepage.
It's The Rock Show with Jeff and Pat on 88.1 FM WCWP.
Final set of the evening. We started off with a number one from Pet Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
That song was on the charts on March 16th. It was of 1965. It was actually dropping. It was out of the top 10. That's why we didn't get to play it last hour. as part of our countdown of the hits of this date 57 years ago. The Rock Show is heard Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Saturdays and Sundays from 10 till midnight. This Saturday night at 10, your hostess will be
Bernie Bernard.
And Bernie tells me she'll be playing songs for Women's History Month, some spring songs, because spring starts Sunday at 11:33 a.m., and a lot of new stuff.
Bernie Bernard!
Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear.
WCWP.org, home of the Rock Show, here on a Wednesday night till Mike Shamari time at 9. More of the great hits from 1965. Here are the Vogue.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta find my way through the hustle and
love. Hang on. Do what we got.
11 minutes till 9 now, WCWP 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Jeff and Pat with you. Next time we're here, it's 3 weeks away, Wednesday, April the 6th. And that's also one of my favorite shows of the year. It's our annual baseball show. We kind of throw the format out, talk baseball for 2 hours. 7 to 9, Wednesday, April 6th, here on a Rock Show. It's Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
If you need someone to count on, count me in.
Ooh. 8 minutes till Mike Shamari time here on the Rock Show at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Yeah, it's March 16th. Once again, we say
happy birthday, WCWP.
Continuing with the hits of 1965 on Telebass now on The Rock Show.
Rescue me. Take me in your arms. Rescue me. I want your tender charm. Can't you see that I'm lonely? Rescue me.
Well, we'll be rescued by Mike Shamari in exactly, bingo, 5 minutes from that moment. It's a Rock Show until then here at WCWP. Now, we started the show from 65 with a Herb Alpert cut to say hello at the beginning of the show, right? And so I saved this one for the end of the show because that sound was so, so special back in 1965. This is Herb Alpert's biggest chart hit of the 60s. He hit number one in the 70s. This was a big chart hit in the 60s. A Taste of Honey. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass at 88.1 FM, WCWP. Oh, what a wonderful day it's been here at WCWP Radio as we celebrated the 57th birthday of the station.
Wow.
Are they applauding because we're leaving? Is that what I mean?
I have a feeling.
Actually, it's the recording. This was Ramsey Lewis recorded live in Washington, D.C.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How come, like, we don't celebrate every year? Don't you celebrate your birthday every year?
Well, we do, but it doesn't fall on a Wednesday when we can be on certain days.
Uh-huh.
But it's been a great day. We had Strictly Jazz at 4, and then we've been on since 7. It's been a lot of fun. We'll be back with you in 3 weeks, as I mentioned a little while ago. A baseball show, April 6th. That's the night before opening day, which is now scheduled for April 7th.
Yeah, that's when we blow the format.
Blow the format, just talk baseball. And with some folks dropping
in. You work real hard to come up with songs for that show. And like,
they never play them.
Maybe three?
We never play them. Well, this has been a blast. The hits of 65 and focusing, of course, on March 16th. Been really a lot of fun. I'm Jeff Kroll.
And I'm Pat Kroll.
That does it for this edition of The Rock Show. And we'll see you in 3 weeks.
I'm going to blow out the candles now.
That's it. Mike Shamari's next. Stay with us right here at 88.1 FM, WCWP. Good night from The Rock Show.